was from three, 11 of 24. That's how they won the game. They won the game by knocking down 11 three-pointers. Because another thing is, Florida had 16 turnovers, and I would bet if you look back through their season, that's got to be around or at their high. So they didn't take very good care of the basketball.
How many times did UConn get to the free throw line?
Not that many times. Oh, UConn?
Yeah.
Not that many times. They were only they were 8 of 11. And Florida, even more surprisingly, was 11 of 17, so they didn't go to the line that much either. Didn't shoot particularly well when they were there. Out-rebounded UConn 34-26. And again, this is all on UConn's home floor. I think if Florida cleans up the turnover department, they probably win this one by 10, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think they can
withstand Napier hitting buckets. The question is, how do they defend there and keep their guards out of foul trouble?
My question also will be Wilbekin, because he's made so many big shots for Florida, and the challenge is going to be Napier and Boatwright, those guards, how can they affect him?
Mm-hmm.
And can Wilbekin be as effective as he's been?
He's made some huge shots.
You know what Wilbekin was against Dayton?
What?
6 of 14. You know what he shot against UConn earlier in the year? 6 of 14.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. Oddly enough. Anyway, yeah, he was. They were not great this weekend. They shot 37% against Dayton. They just locked them up defensively. Only forced 9 turnovers, but only turned it over 7 times themselves, and held them down. They only shot 39% from the floor. Florida actually only shot 37. They shot worse than Dayton did, but and they didn't shoot particularly well. I don't know, man. They just, I guess they limited the opportunities. I'm still trying to figure out how they won. Oh, they won at the free throw line. 21 free throws made versus 6 for Dayton. So I don't know. This game could go either way. It's going to be crazy. Maybe I won't be betting any games this weekend.
So what do you think about the hire, Jimmy Dykes?
Oh, yeah, we need to talk back about that. So, okay. It was shocking. I don't think that's an understatement at all.
Yeah.
It was extremely surprising, and I think it was a little bit – it's just hard to understand with – look, Jimmy Dykes has some upside. He's got a background as a basketball player and coach, but it's been a while. He's never coached women. I don't think that you had to have the safest hire, but it does shock me that Jeff Long did not hire a coach that had some experience coaching women as a head coach somewhere. There are a lot of guys or gals who would be thrilled to be the head coach at Arkansas, I think.
Oh, there's no question.
I'm not here to say that I don't think he can win. I hope he does. I hope he wins a national title next year. Whether or not it makes sense for him is not that relevant to me as a Razorback fan.
Yeah.
If it makes sense for him, then so be it. If it doesn't, I don't really care. I want him to get a coach in there that can win games. I don't understand how it makes sense for the university with all of the coaches in America available, all the potentials.
Yeah.
How this guy rises. There ain't no doubt in my mind he can win the press conference. He did yesterday. Ain't no doubt in my mind he can win the interview process. But just because he can talk a good game,
yeah,
does that mean that he should be your next coach with a guy that has zero experience coaching women?
I just don't know. Even looking at Jimmy and his lifestyle now, he's doing what he loves, right? He's calling just about any game other than the March Madness games because he works for ESPN.
Does any ESPN guy do more games in their home state than he does?
He's got the life.
I mean, he does every Arkansas game that's on TV.
He's got the life as far as I can see. And if he's got the coaching bug, he can coach if he wants, start his own AAU program. I look at it and I say, certainly he's a smart guy, we know that. He knows basketball, mm-hmm. There's no question. It's going to be the two things that, in my mind, are the most important thing that separate coaches from other coaches is the recruiting and how do you manage personalities. And I would love to know from a female coach, guy who's been in that arena, how different is it managing female personalities on, 18 to 22-year-old girls?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, he's said a lot. I mean, he's talking about putting a fence up and they're not going to let players go out of stadium. I mean, he's talking a big game, man. I'm not sure that you can pull
that's
that
gonna
off.
That's going to be his challenge, though. Tom
Collin is a proven college basketball coach. He was part of Gary Blair's staff. He did well in his own right at Louisville.
Yeah.
Then he comes over here and he can't win. I'm thinking, I don't know if it's that hard a job. It's certainly a great conference for women's basketball, but it's awfully big talk, even on a press conference day, for a guy that has never coached a women's team and is going into the toughest conference in America.
Justin, I just got a question, because talking with Coach Foley, anytime I get a chance to talk basketball with Joe Foley, I try to, because the guy's an absolute genius. And I asked him about coaching girls, the girls' game, And he spoke about how a majority of the girls, they don't have those aspirations like guys do, playing professional basketball in the NBA. So the buttons you got to push are much different than you do on a guy. Because you can't say, well, I'm going to sit you down, you're not going to play in this game. A lot of girls, they're like, well, I'm here for the education, mm-hmm. believe it or not. And so it's a much different way of thinking and how you motivate these kids. It'd be really interesting to see how he's going to do it. Maybe his personality is like that, though. Because let me tell you, one thing he does talk about is he's there because of the kids and preaching all that stuff. So, I mean, maybe his approach is going to work with them.
All I know is this. You can't sit back and say, this is a great hire. You can't. He may win.
Yeah,
I hope he does.
Yeah.
You can't sit back, and I saw people repeatedly all day yesterday. Yeah. I love Jimmy Dykes. It's a great hire. Well, if you love Jimmy Dykes or hate Jimmy Dykes, that's not really relevant.
Yeah.
What the point is, you can't look at what he's done and go, this is a great hire. I can give you about 15 names off the top of my head that would have been great hires.
Yeah.
He ain't one of them. There are three coaches in Arkansas alone that I would have thought would have been better hires than him as far as and admittedly safer. I mean, if you want to make a splash and get a guy who's going to get, you know, Kara Lawson and the other ESPN heads talking about him, super. You got the guy because he's got friendships all over ESPN. Certainly a good thing there. But you can't sit back and go, a guy that's never coached women's basketball is a great hire. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
How's it a great hire?
Don't let Joe Klein hear you say that.
Well, it's not that I don't think the guy can do a good job. Yeah. He certainly knows basketball and he's coached men. Which, you know, look, you've been at the highest level. I mean, you coached at Kentucky, for goodness sakes, an assistant. And I don't even have a problem with him not being a head coach before. My issue is you've never coached in the women's game. You've never recruited in the women's game. And I don't doubt that Jimmy can sell Arkansas or Jimmy can sell himself. There's no question. The guy's great at that.
Boy, his life is about to change in a big way.
Yeah.
I mean, his going from, you know, here's what he went to. His entire year was scheduled, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I know what games probably the previous year. He knows what games are scheduled, vacation, family time.
You know fall and fall and winter, you're busy. And then in the summertime, God. You should have pretty much downtime.
Now it's he's a pretty good 24/7, 365. He's going to have to be with those. God bless him. Jimmy, yeah. Oh, man, you are great. He's going to be so busy.
He's like, I live with two women. You know, what's 12, 14, 15 more? No big deal.
Man, can you imagine going from that to the lifestyle that he's going to enter? Just is going to be so hectic for him. God bless him.
I hope it works out.
God bless him.
But again, the only thing I cannot let go is people going, this is a great hire. This is a great hire.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how you say that. How can it be a great hire when you've never coached women's basketball before? I mean, again,
I think he will do a good job, though.
Maybe so.
I think he will. He's a smart guy.
I don't have any doubt that he can do a good job. I'm just saying you can't say, this is a home run hire. I saw people go, this is a home run hire. No, it's not. If you hired Sherry Cole, it's a home run hire. If you hired
Pat Summitt?
Vivian Stringer. No, not anymore. She's obviously. But Vivian Stringer, it's a home run hire. You go get, you talk to REM and go, hey, look, how about a new challenge?
Yeah, right. No kidding.
Home run hire. You know, you get the coach at Stanford, home run hire. There's lots of home run hires. It's not a home run hire. It's a bunt single at this point. Anyway.
He doesn't have a win.
Yeah. I don't.
So, you're right.
I don't get it. Hope it works out. Sterling.
Hey, guys. First on the Michigan State game, Payne, he fell in love with three-pointers a little bit too much. It's okay to take when you're wide open and you got a good look, but he started taking the shots when he had people in his space and got out of his game a little bit. I thought he got caught into the fool's goal. But as, on Jimmy Dykes, what I called about is, and then, like you said, it's irrelevant. I like the guy. And I'm not saying he can't win here and he won't do a good job. I don't know. I mean, time will tell that. But as of today, this is dumb, stupid, idiotic, terrible hire.
Whoa, that's pretty strong right there, Sterling.
As of today. I hate saying that because I don't want nobody to think I dislike Jimmy or anything. I love Jimmy commentating. I love Jimmy. I hope he wins. I think I'm not saying he won't. He might. I mean, he may. But as of right now, as of today, you hired a guy that has no experience whatsoever in the women's game. None. Not one second. And you just hired him to run the flagship college women's college basketball team in the state.
Well, the good news is, Sterling, you can go right back to not paying attention to Arkansas women's basketball pretty soon. As for now, a lot of people are focused on it, and they're wondering what in the world happened.
The sad thing is, I do pay attention to it. And you know, we had another great place. If we just could have kept some of these great players in the state, we would have been a fine program.
You know what, though? He's walking into a situation where you got a pretty darn good. Who's that girl from Jacksonville?
Jessica Jackson, she's great.
She's a pretty good player. So.
No, he's got some pieces, yeah. No doubt. But you know what? She had a big year last year for Tom Collin,
yeah,
and they still got smoked in the SEC. So,
and the talent, certainly, you're talking about here in Arkansas, there's some extremely talented girls, no question about it. It's not every year, though.
So you're building a wall.
And
well, Sterling, I appreciate the call. You got anything else?
Oh, and on the games this weekend, I look forward to be a SEC final come Monday night. Y'all have a great day.
That would be interesting. You know, somebody said to me, too, they said, they're trying to sell tickets. I'm like, no, they're not. I mean, because you're not going to ever have a huge following, I don't think. I mean, they've never – when Gary Blair was rolling, how many people were coming to games? 3,000, 4,000?
I mean, yeah, probably.
I mean, you can't hire a coach for women's basketball to sell tickets.
And it's never going to be as many tickets as you need to do what?
Yeah, to pay for itself.
It's never
going to do that.
Even if you pack the bud.
To me, that's the job where you hire a proven winner. I just, you know, and again,
how many were there last night? Do you know, at the press conference?
I don't care. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. God bless them. Hey, listen, Jimmy.
And again, don't take this as a negative.
Yeah.
I'm not rooting against him. I hope he wins a national title every year. I'm just saying, I don't get that on paper. Jeff Long may see something that I don't understand. As we've said before, hiring is what? It's an art.
Yeah, sure. Sure. It's not a science.
It's not a science.
Hey, listen.
Because there's nothing scientific about this hire.
I just can't take his dream job. My dream job is calling games.
Yeah. No, he's got the gig. We are on the outside looking in. But, you know, again, if you had family, maybe you'd want to be home a little more. But my thing is, when you're home, can you really relax? Now you got to worry about a bunch of teenage girls.
24/7, 365, bro.
Because I got the same kind of schedule. I'm busy as crap in the fall. I'm really busy through the winter. And then once this time of year hits, it's smooth sailing for about 4 or 5 months. You get some downtime.
I guess looking at the other side is he can always go back to the ESPN gig, right?
I guess, yeah. But the other thing is, too, the money can't be better. Tom Conwell's making like $415. I can't imagine he wasn't making close to that at ESPN.
You'd think,
right?
I'm sure he's.
I could be way off. Maybe he's only.
Yeah, there's no doubt he did. He did not do this for money.
I don't know, Jay.
Hey, what's up, Pat and Justin?
Whoa.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry, we were turning down treats. Appreciate
they were waiting for you to say hi to me.
Oh
okay.
What's up, man?
Hey, listen. I want to ask y'all. What do y'all think about that hire as far as Jimmy Dykes? I'm thinking when I heard that they set him up for Mike Anderson's job when Mike Anderson gets finished. I think he got, what, 2 more years left on his contract? I'm thinking that they're setting Jimmy Dykes up for the wettest appetite with the coaching, with the women, and to switch him out with Mike Anderson. What y'all think about that?
Jay, I don't think that's going to happen. What I could see happening is Jimmy Dykes becoming the athletic director when Jeff Long – accepts a position somewhere else in
I could see that
a higher up, and not that Jeff is going to leave for another school, but I think he is certainly well respected in terms of leadership position.
Yeah,
Jeff Long is, no doubt about it. So maybe, you know, I mean, I don't know if he wants to stay as athletic director his whole career.
There's only about 2 women's coaches, I think, that I would. I mean, I was all for Pat Summitt getting the job when Pelfrey got
Summitt,
it.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have had Pat Summitt as the head coach when Pelfrey got it.
And Gino?
Yeah, Gino would have been fine.
And Gino,
anyway.
I think that's
unlikely, Jay.
It's a different personality, I think, handling men's and women's coaching.
Yep.
That's why I say. That's why I think that they bought him in the organization for some other reason than that. Because, like I said, he don't have no experience.
I agree.
Jay, the only thing that would shock me more than them hiring is to be the head coach of the women is for them to move him over to the men if Mike ever left. That would be the only thing that would be more surprising to me.
That's what
so
I
we'll
think.
See.
That was my first impression when I saw that. So that's why I was asking you guys, see what y'all thought about
he's
that.
He's like, this is so crazy. I bet they're doing this other crazy thing, too.
The thing is, though,
thanks for the call.
Jeff Long holds Jimmy Dykes in such high regard. And Jimmy is. Jimmy does a lot of great things for the university already. I think he looks at him and says, I want this guy part of my organization.
I don't know anybody who really knows Jimmy who doesn't really like Jimmy. Fair enough. I'll say that. So he's a very likable guy. He's a guy that's got a good resume from a coaching standpoint. Again, my wariness is, and if you don't think coaching men and women is different, then, well, we'll have to agree to disagree because I think it's a totally different deal.
I do too.
I'm sorry. Basketball, the tenets of basketball and the X's and O's of it, yeah, that's not the issue. It's the handling of the personalities and the recruiting and all that. Bill.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I tell you, in the context of Jeff Law's athletic department, this hire makes perfect sense. You know, he's a high-profile guy. And, I mean, does Jeff Long not always hire somebody that's going to get him national news, going to get a national buzz going on? You know, and I mean, he's going to be a good fundraiser, and that's it. And that's Jeff Long's job, is to raise the profile and the money.
Yeah.
You know, it's the perfect time for that. Yeah. And from Dykstra's side of from his side of the equation, you know, he's been making fat coin from ESPN, I'm sure. You know, he's got a couple of bucks put back in the bank. He don't need the money.
Yeah, I'm sure the money's not the issue.
If they're paying him $250,000 or whatever it is, even in Northwest Arkansas, you can look pretty good on $250,000.
Yeah. You know? Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks, Bill.
Listen, Jeff Long has certainly made a great decision to get Jimmy Dykes part of the Razorback organization. I would have thought that assistant athletic director maybe would even fit better with him.
It would much
around.
Better.
You know what I'm saying?
If you're being an ambassador, yeah.
He's been athletic director at high school level.
No doubt. I would have less of an issue with that. But here's the thing, and I've heard it from a lot of people. Hate the hire. Didn't like the Petrino hire. Look how well that worked out, they say. Didn't like the Bielema hire. Look how that's going so far. Mike Anderson hasn't been in the tournament yet. My deal is this.
That hurts.
Anybody who thought Petrino wasn't a home run hire at the time, you're an idiot. Anybody who didn't think Bielema was a proven coach on paper and had gone to won three Big Ten championships in a row, you think that's not significant, you're kidding yourself. Mm-hmm. Anybody who didn't think that looked good as a hire, you're nuts. And anybody who... I didn't hear one person say, gee, I really don't want Mike Anderson. You know what I was saying? There's no way in heck Mike Anderson's coming here with this debacle we got going right now. Okay. And they got him. So you can say what you want about Jeff Long, but those are three hires that I can make an awfully strong case for. Now, if you want to sit down and we can debate it for a day, we can go at it. But you're not going to come out very well, I promise you.
Yeah. I agree
now, this is the first hire, and, you know, you got Buckton moving up after the retiring of Coach McConnell. John McDonald. When he was, you know, moving Buckton up, I mean, a lot of people are like, maybe. But that's worked out well. I mean, there's a lot of things that have gone right. This is the first hire he's had where I'm like, really? But so be it. He's the one that's...
And he knows them. They have a pretty good relationship.
You and I have a great relationship, Pat. I wouldn't hire you to be my women's basketball coach.
I wish you would.
Yeah, that would go well.
I'll be your East Coast recruiting director.
Oh, boy. 10:53. Back at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton. Exit 121 online at Landers.com. Come by and see us. We could take this up in person if you like. Stay tuned. Peace of mind.